Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Nice little Chicago bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brian Daugherty is our guest, D-O-H-E-R-T-Y, if you're Googling him. He's a social security strategist. I say that other one more often than this one. Social security strategist and expert and the author of the upcoming book, Getting Paid to Wait. And Brian, thanks again for hanging out with us. Now, you've got some things. Brian's talking to us, folks. Those of us who are, what do we say, over 55, maybe, Brian, people who can sort of see the retirement horizon a little bit, and so this is really what we're focused on, and it might be your parents too, folks. So if you're younger, a lot younger than that, listen in. You know some things about Social Security. You know about some bells and whistles that many of us don't know. Talk to us about those things.
I will, and that's kind of the whole premise of my book, Jim, Getting Paid to Wait. And I do advocate that people wait as long as they can, ideally to age 70, because at that age they will maximize the size of their Social Security check. It can't get any bigger than that.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yep.
The last years before you draw, if you draw at 65, let's say, the last several years of your earnings, that has a big impact on what you draw, right, your total number.
If you continue to work in your last few years or some of your biggest earnings years, which is the case for a lot of people, it could replace some of your lowing earning years from the last 35 years, because Social Security does look at your 35 years of earnings history, your highest 35 years of earnings history.
But here's my question. If you keep working after 65, 66, you go ahead and work, even though you're not drawing to your 70, one of the reasons you're not drawing is because you're still working. You're still making money. Do those years count for your maximum at 70 if you start drawing at 70?
Yes, they do.
So they don't. Go ahead.
In fact, Jim, you could even continue. You can draw Social Security, continue to work, and if those working years would replace some of your previous, 35 years at Social Security uses, even though you're collecting Social Security, they will recalculate that every year, and that can still increase your benefit.
But that's between 65 and 70, but not after 70.
Yeah, even after 70.
Yes, oh, really?
They'll do that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you could actually raise it by continuing to work in producing. You can still affect an increase of your retirement plan. It can go up, but not down.
Yes.
Interesting. And while you're drawing Social Security and earning money, are you also paying Social Security?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You have to pay the FICA taxes.
If you're drawing a salary and you're drawing from the Social Security, you have to keep paying into it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now go ahead with some of your other thoughts. That's some good information right there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the whole premise of getting paid to wait is, if you read I read a lot of research on this, and there's a lot of research on it as well, college professors with PhDs, math geniuses that crunch all the numbers, they look at this, and they will tell you that the best thing for people to do would be to delay as long as possible, ideally till age 70, but very few people actually do that. Once you get to your retirement age, which is age 66, about 95% of people are done claiming. Mm-hmm. But every year after your full retirement age, which currently is age 66, the amount of your benefit, if you continue to delay, will go up by 8% per year. Mm-hmm. And, in today's incredibly low interest rate environment, that's a very good return. But hardly anybody does it, and the reason is because they just don't want to wait.
Yeah.
So what I do, Jim, especially with married couples, divorced spouses,
spouses. Before you get into that, before I stick something else in there, here's another thing to remember, though, Brian. It's like some annuities. If you die before you draw, then all that money is lost.
Not necessarily, Jim. Not if you're married.
Okay.
If you're married, you have to look at the survivor benefit, and that's a big thing I tell people to consider in my book, because Even let's say you were delaying until age 70 and you died at age 69 before you even collected a penny of benefit.
Right.
What happens is then your spouse can collect the benefit you would have received at age 69. Same amount of money you would have received even though you never collected a dime.
I thought it just went away.
No. In fact, I address that issue. That's one of the reasons why people the reason they give the claim early because they don't want to die before.
See,
I
don't mind if I don't get the money, but if I paid into it, if I die and I don't take the money, if I don't need the money, I don't mind waiting to get a higher amount. But what I don't want is all the money I paid into to have been for nothing when I could have drawn. Say, you could have drawn more during that period of time. That's the part that you have to worry about. But you're saying the survivor benefit does away with that.
It really does. It takes away that. If you look at the married unit, husband and wife as a single unit, even though you died before you claimed, and basically you can say, well, you didn't get anything, but your wife, women-wise, outlive men.
Right.
The statistics are incredible.
Right.
Chances are you're going to die before your wife. If you happen to die at age 68 and 69 and you were delaying claiming your Social Security benefits,
right,
you may have not gotten up anything, but she's going to benefit greatly with that higher benefit.
The gender doesn't matter, male or female, right?
Right, it doesn't. If she were to predecease you, let's say she was the bigger benefit,
right,
then you would benefit by getting a bigger survivor benefit.
Brian, we've got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back and can we continue this conversation?
Yes, absolutely.
I need your website quickly, please.
It's Brian Peef. Well, actually, the website is not going to be up until November, Jim.
Okay, so when you come back, you'll have it next time.
Yes.
And the book's going to be ready soon. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.